Pull versus push systems. There are two basic approaches to replenish distribution inventory, push and pull, as summarized in Exhibit 7-31. These methods are not exclusive. Pieces of each system can be combined in the distribution channel to respond to specific needs, as distribution requirements planning, DRP, does. DRP combines the coordinated planning and control offered by push systems with the responsiveness to local demand that characterizes pull systems. Next, we further differentiate pull decentralized from push centralized systems. Pull decentralized systems. A synonym for pull system is decentralized inventory control, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as inventory decision-making exercised at each stocking location for stock-keeping units at that location. With a pull method, goods move up through the network by fulfilling customer orders. Distribution center, DC, demand pulls inventory from suppliers. However, this is usually just orders that are pulling inventory, not ultimate customer demand. Thus, decentralized pull systems use independent demand ordering systems, and a common method for regional or centralized DC reordering is an order point system. When an order point system is used, the orders will be for fixed amounts, possibly the economic order quantity, but the timing of when the order point occurs will vary. Assuming that demand on the DC is relatively stable, the order point timing will be fairly uniform, but it will still result in lumpy demand at the central supply and even more so at the factory because of the large fixed orders followed by no orders between the order point and the point of replenishment. In addition, when fewer order points are used to minimize the number of chances for a stockout, order sizes are even larger and the lumpiness of demand is further exaggerated. The primary advantage of a pull system is that DCs have autonomy and can order or not order based on their knowledge of local demand. This setup can reduce expenses for maintaining communications and relationships with other supply chain partners since they are essentially autonomous. A main disadvantage is that using pull systems along with order point systems for replenishment creates a lot of uncertainty, and this contributes to the bullwhip effect. Other disadvantages include that the needs of other customers, DCs, are not considered and the available inventory at the central supply might be consumed by the first orders received rather than being distributed more fairly. The pull system also does not consider the needs of the master production schedule at the factory, and these schedules may not only be lumpy but also be disrupted by requests for expedited orders. One reaction to this is to centralize inventory planning. Exhibit 7-32 lists advantages and disadvantages of the pull system. Push, centralized systems. The push system can also be called centralized inventory control, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as inventory decision-making for all stock-keeping units exercised from one office or department for an entire company. The push method sends goods down through the network. Inventory is pushed out to the central DC and from there to the regional DCs based on information on demand, promotions, and so on. In a push system, decision points occur at every reorder. How much should be purchased? How often? A push system generally has lower costs because shipments are planned globally and stored centrally. The key to successfully executing a push system is effective central inventory planning. This type of arrangement can work for goods that are in demand and that may need to be rationed out because capacity is difficult to increase. While a key advantage of this method is that total distribution inventory levels can be controlled carefully, usually this is possible only when the organization owns the distribution channel, since independent DCs would need to agree to accept and pay for whatever inventory was sent, even when this results in overstocks or stockouts. To be fair, inventory levels would be communicated to central planning so they can replenish the inventory that is used, and an advantage is that the organization will include planned promotions and seasonality in forecasts. A key disadvantage of this method is that local information on demand may not be gathered sufficiently or in a timely manner, and service errors are therefore more likely to occur. For example, central planning may not have information on local retailer promotions or other reasons for variations in ordering. This lack of downstream visibility means that this method is also not a perfect solution to the bullwhip effect. For this reason, many organizations have turned to a third option called distribution requirements planning. Exhibit 7-33 lists advantages and disadvantages of the push system.